Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
All you amazing, fabulous, incredible people. I don't know if we're going to be able to do the show today. I'm hearing all the feedback in my headphones, and I can't do the whole... You know what? I'm going to try to call in. Everybody hang on, and let me see if we can get this rectified. Okay?
Hello?
Hello, am I on?
Nope. Still getting all the feedback.
If you can hear me, guys, hang on. We're trying. It's something with Blog Talk again. Everybody,
you're live.
Hang
you can
on.
Go ahead.
Okay. We're live. We did it. Thank God for Steven because I wouldn't know what the hell to do. Hi, everybody. All my sexy, fabulous, incredibly healthy people out there. Oh, God. Dee Wallace and technology. I love it. I'm good at it. I'm claiming it. Well, I'm really glad that we figured out some way for me to connect with you today because I have masses of really important information for you. We just finished this amazing, well, we finished all the emailing and back and forth. We have a two-hour live webinar tomorrow for this Health and Wellness Summit. And, you know, whenever you get that many people together focused on a common intention, you break through the energy like never before. We even see that on our webinars, right? So these are the things that we learned, that I've learned, especially during this webinar. The three most prevalent beliefs that have emerged from this large group that came on with the intention of creating health and wellness in every subject in our lives, the three most prevalent beliefs holding them back were, I can never be God, I am not good enough, and I don't know what I want. They think they do, but they can't verbalize it. So you can see how all those beliefs interplay with each other, and I want to remind you that they, as a collective, are representing us also. So let's all come together. I know I always have been, am, and always will be God. I know that I am good enough, and I know exactly what I want. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. Okay. We learned that the core beliefs on our sheet, and this is a huge breakthrough in the work for me, that the core beliefs on our sheets could be miasms. Now, what's a miasm? There's a 5-page handout, but basically a miasm is a pocket of energy that has located itself in your energetic system. And the best way to recognize a miasm is if you've said, oh my God, I thought I'd taken care of that. I've worked on it for so long. gee, this one again, stuff like that, because there's layers, guys. There's layers and pockets that you have to get through. But for me to understand now that every time a core belief comes up, that I have to test, is it simply a core belief or is it a miasm? That's huge breakthrough in our work. Now, the good news is, like everything else, you bring miasms into balance and redirect them exactly like you do everything else. It's just with a miasm, you have to focus on it for about 3 weeks. Okay. We also learned, and this is brand new, this just came clear yesterday, that COVID is a miasm of the collective consciousness that is built on the belief, when I am multidimensional, I must experience sickness, meaning when I wake up and expand, I have to go out of balance somehow. Okay, so for those of you who are consciously doing this work, I would give some strong commands in the next 3 weeks every day that I know, and I am directing all energy and all energy and all dimensions, that when I am multidimensional, I experience more health and wellness and more health and wellness in every way. And we, especially me, really experience that as you do anything, you do everything. Let me repeat that. As you do anything, you do everything, which means how you handle anything is indicative of the signal that you are sending out. So some people that signed up for the summit, I never heard from. Some people who signed up for the summit didn't read the directions. Some people who signed up for the summit would email me over and over and over again, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this? Instead of taking everything that was laid out in the first 2-hour seminar and trying to apply it first and see if they could help themselves. Because, guys, you can read a book, you can go to 5,000 seminars, you can hear this show every week. If you don't apply what the channel is bringing forward for you, like I had a lot of questions about breathing, and the channel kept saying, are they doing the breathing exercise? Anxiety, are they doing the breathing exercise? Are they going back to love? So my purpose in this life is to teach you to create you, not depend on me or anybody else to create you. That's where the power comes from. Okay? Your conscious living and your conscious choice and directing of thoughts and feelings and belief systems, that's what's going to change your life. And I can't tell you, there's some people that did the summit that had huge breakthroughs. So around everything that we've talked about that I brought forward, we're going to bring it into balance with the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. We need to come forward to do this not only for ourselves, but for the collective, guys. Now, we were also doing some work on President Trump and COVID. And the highest thing we got is that we are being brought into our truthful power. I have to explore this more, but that's what we've gotten so far. And remember, the important thing for those of you that are going to do the work for yourselves and for the world and for the collective, the more I wake up, the more alive I become, the more I know I'm God, the more health and wellness I create in my bodies. Best place to go to create health and wellness is love. Now, I can give you that information, but you got to do something with it, guys. You have to take the action. Okay. I don't know if we're going to do a webinar this month. I will let you know via email, because I'm telling you, in all honesty, this we probably will, is what I'm hearing from the channel. But this summit took a lot out of me time-wise and energetically. I was probably channeling from 6:30 in the morning till 6 at night every day during the summit to keep up with everything I wanted to keep up with and to serve the people that had come on. So I will apprise you of that. If you have anything you would like to do or address in a webinar, please let me know. Okay, can I go to the calls? Yeah, because I know we got a little bit of a late start here, too. All right, we're going to start with Andrew in Toronto. Hi, baby, you're on.
Hey, wow, I'm first. Can you hear me okay?
I can, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just on speaker because I can't find my headphones. But I had an epiphany this morning, and you brought it up in the call with regards to us having to do the work. I was talking to our lovely community member and friend, Mary, this morning about this issue I was having at work. And I was telling her, well, I keep saying I need to go to the zero point, but the problem that I discovered when talking to Mary is I haven't been practicing going into a place of love every day. I've just been saying it rather than doing it.
Thank you.
And, and it's like, okay, I have to do that. And, you know, I haven't emailed in a lot because I realize that a lot of it is more to do with me, as you said. It's me taking action. And probably what I'm asking you, I already have the answer. But I found, like, for instance, I had an issue with work that was very little and minor, but I had a hard time to let it go, even though I knew, okay, I have to go to the zero point. And I'm just wondering, is it something more?
Andrew, it has to do with respect. It has to do with you respecting them and you seeing through your perception that they don't respect you. Does that hit home for you?
Yeah.
Let me remind you how I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. Those three things have to come together. So I respect myself. And I know I'm respected. I look out into the world, and I respect the world and the people that make it up. And I see them looking back at me and going, I respect Andrew.
Okay.
So work on bringing all those things in alignment.
Yeah, okay, I understand. Thank you.
This is all pushing you into your relationship with your mom.
Oh, interesting. I didn't think about it. That was the underlying current going on. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you got it now, don't you?
Yeah, I got it because I'm like, I want to, you know, move on, let it go, and I'm like, you know, I was talking with Mary, and it's like, well, do I have to, like, do the hokey-pokey just to let it go type thing? But,
no, you just have to go to love because you can't feel it when you're in love.
Yeah.
You can't
okay.
see all of this that you're talking about is your monkey mind.
Oh, monkey mind. Okay. That,
you
God,
know,
God,
and if I
mind.
Let it go, I'm not safe. If I let it go, they'll take advantage of me. If I don't control it, I won't be respected, you know. And that's not going to get you what you want, Andrew. All right, baby?
Yeah, that I can see it's a little Andrew that I have to it's little Andrew
yep.
that's taking over.
Good.
Okay.
You,
thank you.
You
bye.
Start working with him and telling him you're going to do the rules now. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, baby. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, that see, that's really good clarity. If you keep focused on what you don't want, you can never create what you do. I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. Phyllis, you're on. I hope you're on. Phyllis? Hello?
Oh, wait, sorry,
Phil.
It was on mute. Sorry, it was on mute.
Hi.
I'm here. Yeah, I was going to say, of course, I just got the answer to my question, so keep focusing on what I want to create. Keep focusing on what I want to create.
I went over this with Gabrielle last night. But what if? What if I make the wrong decision? What if none of that's going to help the universe clear about what you want. This is what I want. This is what I'm claiming. This is what I'm choosing. This is what I'm committing to. This is what I'm feeling love around. Now, universe, created in the most magical way possible. And then get the hell out of the way, guys.
Yeah, the magic. I mean, I just went on an adventure, and the weirdest thing happened. All this, you know, I was an English major. All this poetry, I just started getting flooded with all this poetry. My channel just flooded me with, you know, Auden's Musée des Beaux-Arts, you know, that poem. He talks about the painting, The Fall of Icarus. I kept hearing The Fall of Icarus, and it's about taking the middle ground. Don't get too close to the sun. Don't.
Yeah, well, that's your subconscious, see, saying, reach for the stars, baby.
Oh.
Oh.
Reach for the stars.
You're not going to get burned, Phyllis.
Okay, I didn't get that.
Okay.
I'll make a note of that, reach for the stars. I got it, reach for the stars.
Yeah, you're not going to get burned. Don't get too close to the sun, You know, that's like saying, don't get too close to the light. Well, you are the light. Can't get any closer than being, you know, where you're trying to get to.
I wanted to share, I picked up a book of poetry from my, it's on top of my washing machine, and it just opened to a poem. So I said, okay, I got to look at that. It says, you know, too bad, no getting lazy. You promised God you would help out. And he just came up with this new tune. So it's about finding the new way of creating.
Well, yes, and we have it.
Yes.
God helps him
yes.
who helps himself. You've got to choose. You've got to commit. You've got to choose the feelings that you're going to feel. Thoughts are not just things, they're choices. And that is how we help out the creation process.
Yes.
I don't get
Amen.
That there's anything higher, but we got to do it.
Nope.
We have to consciously do it, guys. Consciously do it. That's the final step of the final frontier, okay?
Yeah. Amen. All right. Thank you, sister.
Thanks, baby. Right. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful way your channel's talking to you, you know, is through this poetry. It's cool. All right. Thanks, Phyllis. Yeah, you know, guys, that's like because I'm an actor, they give me songs and books and movies and things like that. So Phyllis is an English major, so her channel is talking to her through what she knows. It's so cool. All right, Jennifer in Louisiana. Hello, baby, you're on.
Good morning, Dee. Good to hear from you.
Good morning, darling.
I am calling because my son has literally been sick the entire, your entire health and wellness summit. He's never been this sick. We had to go to the emergency ward. He's, you know, he's, as there's something about this that I.
Yeah,
sure.
There is, because my, my friend's daughter has been in and out of the ER. And, you know, when I hear two things like that, so hold on, it's, well, now see, this is a miasm, and it's a miasm that, how old is he?
Just turned 6.
Yeah, see, and she's, I think, just turned 8. So it's up to 10 years old, the new kid's coming in up to 10 years old. Hold on, here, 26, 27, 28. Hold on, everybody's balanced, anybody switched? I'm getting the highest answer. Well, it's, they're taking me to the core belief, I am that I am. And it is because the new kids coming in up to around the age of 10 have not defined who they are. They haven't defined what their purpose is. They know they're here to balance all our hoopla that's going on. So what's the highest? Well, I am God. All right, so for those of you who really want to do the work on the on behalf of the collective, for all energy and all energy and all dimensions that represent all children from the ages of conception through 10. Oh, and for all the children within us from the ages of conception through 10. We demand that all energy that does not know its definition be released from the energy now. And we strongly command and direct that I know that I am the God of me. I know I am the creator of me. And that is my purpose joyfully on this plane, to experience and create from that place, and so it is. Any words like that will do, but please join me in the next 3 weeks in doing that for the kids, okay, for this new energy, because it's going to serve everybody, because it includes our own children, our own child within. Wow, I'm so glad you brought. Now, what can you do on this plane?
Yes.
Well, I get it's really spiritual. What are they saying is medically the?
He has some extreme virus, which is not COVID. It's not strep. It's not the flu. It's not mono.
So, in other words, they don't know.
They have no idea, but he had a huge viral rash. It's just that he is such a, he's an old soul, and it feels like he's like fighting to define exactly what, you know, he really knows he is God, and yet his father, and maybe I am too, just tells him he's not. I mean, he has so much knowing. Does that make any sense?
Like
the whole world asking
to shut
that down.
All the new kids that are coming in do. They're all very powerful. And they don't know they're God. They know that they're powerful. And, oh, this is interesting, guys. Let's explore this. They know they're God. Hold on. Everybody balanced? Anybody switched? We're getting the highest. So they know they're powerful, and they know that they're their own creator, but they don't know they're God. What?
What is that?
Well, so there's a differentiation between I'm the creation of me and I am the God of me. So I for sure want to know what this is, because this is new information too. Sheets, book, give me a song, Jennifer. That's what I mean. We, you know, this summit has broken open all kinds of stuff for people.
You've got to have heart.
Yeah, okay. Their heart, tell him to open his heart.
Well, you and I did work the first day he went to school, which was 2.5 weeks ago, and he got sick at school. It was so cold, and that's what you said, that he wasn't opening his heart. And then
well,
he was better for 3 days, and then he's been sick for 2 weeks, and he's still sick. That's
yeah, school really closes him down, Jennifer.
It is. It's bad.
Yeah, it really closes his heart. So,
all school or just this school?
All school I get a no on. This school I get a big yes on. But we can't use stuff outside of ourselves. You know, we create stuff outside of ourselves, guys, so that we can have clarity around what we're holding within. So,
okay.
Sheets, books. Okay, this school, all schools, no. This school is shutting down all possibilities for him.
Yes.
And that's what he's in reaction to. He's going, no, I have and I am more possibility than I can explore here. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yeah, it's public and they've shut everything down. COVID, they can't go anywhere. They can't really run around outside. It's bad. Okay.
Well, and you can teach him that doesn't affect all the possibilities that he can create. He can still pick, choose to be happy. He can still choose to keep his little heart open. However, you know how to talk to him with the words that he can receive. But when I say there's anything higher, I get a no.
Okay. Well,
and that was big information for all of us, guys, because it applies to all our little children. All possibilities are open to us to create. And so it is. Boy, thanks for bringing that one in.
And that was the differentiation between the God of me and being my own creator and powerful?
Yes. Somehow the difference clearly is with God all things are possible.
Okay.
And that's not necessarily true unless we are conscious of it when we say we're the creators of ourselves.
Right. Perfect. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That was awesome.
You bet.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Yeah,
love
thank
you.
Boy, I love you too. Woo, you guys. Sandy in Kansas. You're on,
well,
baby.
Well, hello,
Kate.
Missy.
Hi,
hey,
baby.
Hey, Missy, how you doing? Yeah.
I'm pretty good right now. This is pretty stunning to me, all this stuff coming in. What can we do for you?
Yeah, when you said miasm, it really struck a chord with me, and that's kind of what I've been feeling, is like there's this blocking energy, and you know, I'm trying to go to my love place. I'm trying to have
inspiration. Don't try,
well, okay,
Sandy.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Thank you.
You
don't have to try to go to your love place. It's instantaneous,
right,
guys. Well, then,
yes.
Why?
The challenge has been to have the inspiration to continue on, because I really don't feel like continuing on here on this earth plane. I'm just tired of it. and I'm trying to find a way to.
Well, Sandy, I get a no when you say that. I get a yes that you feel that way. But when I say you're ready to leave, I get a no.
But
you feel like you're ready to leave for the very things that you've expressed, honey, that you can't get to love. Well, that's not true. What is your love place? What did you choose for your love place?
Well, I usually choose, I have some scenes in my head of when I was babysitting a friend's son, and his laughter, and it's just so joyful and open, and I got my kitties, and I've got my music, and it just doesn't feel like it's enough.
Well, it is. So there's your belief. No matter what I do, it's never enough. So, sure, you feel frustrated. Sure, you don't feel filled up. Because remember, guys, as you believe, it must be matched by the universe and delivered back to you as your reality. Doesn't matter what you believe. The universe has to match that. Whether it's good for you or bad for you, the universe has to match it. Okay?
Yes.
So I would start directing, get up every day and say, good morning, Sandy. Today, you've already done enough. You are enough. You always do enough. You create enough. So let's create as much love and joy. That's our intention for this day. Just talk to yourself. Tell yourself what you want to create. And then you go, do you hear me, universe? I want you to join me in this creation. You got it? Okay.
Yes.
I am enough. Baby, you were enough when you were born. Well, the channel's laughing. Actually, you all are enough before you're born into a body. The energy of you is enough. And how you choose to believe about your energy creates your reality on this plane until you choose another belief. Do you understand, Sandy?
Yes. So if I do this, then I will actually allow myself to believe that I want to stay here and do something, you know, continue on.
Well, you've got to keep directing yourself to know you're enough, because if you don't know you're enough, you don't think there's a reason to stay. And that's what you're dealing with.
Okay.
So
yes,
they're showing me that wonderful little exercise I keep giving you guys where you jump up and down like a kid and you go, I'm so excited, I'm enough, I'm so excited, I'm enough. Okay, so when's the last time you did that, Sandy?
When is the last time you did that exercise? Yeah, well, it was only for a few moments yesterday, but before that, it's been a long time.
Okay. Guys, that exercise and the breathing exercise, again, the channel says, is the most valuable thing you can do. 10 minutes a day. Don't tell me you don't have the time.
I have the time.
Okay. Then choose to do that and use the mantra, I am enough, and really feel it when you do the breathing exercise, okay?
Okay. Yes,
all
thank
right.
you.
You bet. All right. Where are we going, Miss Lisa in Chicago?
Oh, hi, G.
Hi, babe.
I've been doing the Health and Wellness Summit. Thank you. I've emailed. You've been fabulous in your responses. I have a question now about miasms. differentiating whether it's something energetic or if it's a miasm for a physical condition. Like, do I use my pendulum to figure that out? And then if it's
Lisa,
a miasm.
Lisa, everything starts in your energy. All physical things are manifestations of energy. So that's not the right question.
Okay.
Because you don't have to figure it out because everything starts energetically. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
So what thing are you working with?
I'm working with getting my circulation in my fingers and toes to be good at all times and all temperatures.
Okay. This is a miasm. And all that means because, oh, my God, you guys, everybody grabs onto, oh, there's another reason why I can't do it. If you're going to go there, I'm not going to bring all this stuff out to you. Because I want you to know, I've tested it. I've had 5 people test it since all that. Our work will bring in to rebalance and redirect anything that we focus and choose. So you are never out of being the God of you, ever. So all that means is that this physical thing that you just described has layers. And it takes about 3 weeks to get through the layers. And we're going to a core belief. So hang on. This page, no. 1 through 5. 1. All right. All those are the highest thing. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And this means expand.
Okay.
So let's just look at that metaphorically. If I don't have enough energy to, let's say, expand the light throughout me, then my circulation isn't going to go all the way and reach all the extremities.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So the core belief is I always know I have enough energy to expand safely into all dimensions. Those are the highest words. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yes. I hope you got that because I was in the channel and I don't know if I can bring it back up again.
I've got it. I always have enough energy to expand out safely into all dimensions. Thank you.
Yes. And that really is for all of us. That's what we all want right now. We want to know. You see, this is just another kind of subcategory of when I'm multidimensional, I'm sick. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So, and they're saying when I'm multidimensional, I thrive in wellness, would do the same thing for you.
Okay.
Or you can use both. Or whatever works for you that feels good. Okay, Lisa?
Thank you so much, Dee.
Woo! You're welcome.
Looking forward to tomorrow night. Wow.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be... This summit has been quite awesome for me, I'll tell you. Overwhelming, but awesome with the amount of information that I've put together with all of you. It's been quite amazing. So I really honor you for taking part in it, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee.
All righty. We're going to Gina in California. Miss Gina,
hi,
are you there? Unmute yourself if you're hearing me. There you are.
I'm here.
Okay,
and I
baby.
Also have been, I just love how much fun you make this because it's not always fun.
Well, it needs to be fun. You know, the universe responds a lot more to fun than,
seriously?
I don't know. I don't want to comment on any other healer's modalities, but the seriousness of creation that we think has to be prevalent is going the wrong way, according to my channel. And my channel's God, so what can we do for you, Gina?
Okay, well, there's two things. They might be related. There's definitely something that is preventing me from really getting that I am the God of me. I test it.
Well, the only thing that's preventing you is you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So you don't really have to find what it is. You just have to go, okay, I know there's something in me that doesn't want to budge, and I'm telling you, you have to. Get the hell out of my way. I'm going to know I'm God right now. And I'm directing all energy in all dimensions, guys. That's another big thing that came through. Whenever you're directing your own energy, make sure you include all energy in all dimensions. That's going to take care of a lot of miasms for the collective consciousness.
Okay,
okay.
So you don't have to figure it out.
No, you don't have to figure it out.
Okay,
this
all right,
is what I don't
helpful.
Want.
Super.
This is what I don't want, so I know what I do want, and that's what I'm going to direct and command and feel love around.
Yeah, that's really good. Okay, that's really
remember,
good.
Remember, everybody, that the universe responds to the question you ask. So if you keep saying, what's in my way,
yeah,
the universe has to keep giving you answers to what's in your way instead of, how can I experience that I'm already there and complete and that I'm the God of me?
Okay.
Do you see the difference?
Yes, totally.
Okay, next.
That question, the second question is, I'm afraid to ask about it because I'm just going to.
Oh, just go.
So, I know, I woke up yesterday and I had like massive diarrhea. I woke up early and I thought immediately that it was something that celery juice that I was drinking or that I ate something. But
well, I get a yes.
Today, I don't think so. Okay.
I get a yes.
Juice?
Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
Okay, good.
And the diarrhea is connected with your sinuses. So it's a gut sinus connection. There. And they're taking us to a core belief, but this is not a miasm. Okay, this 25 through 30, 31, 32. Welcome to the summit. I never want to be God. Now that's different than can be God. So that begs the question, why do you not want to be God? I'm going right to your mother. What does your mother represent to you around how you don't want to be powerful?
What does she represent?
Go to your childhood.
Yep.
Okay.
She wasn't powerful. She wasn't powerful with my father.
Okay,
she held back.
Yes, and you don't want to be that kind of God. So you're in your little girl's subconscious is still, I never want to be God because then I'll be weak like mom.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah.
Well, no, you want to be the powerful, creative God that you are. And that's what you need to focus on, okay?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, more mind-blowing stuff. We're getting ready for tomorrow. This is really amazing.
Yep. Well, it's because everybody participated that all this stuff's coming forward.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I want you all that participated, and all of you that participate in the webinars, you see this happens every webinar we do. We have huge breakthroughs at the end because of the intention that we are all coming together to create. Yes? Good for you, Gina. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dee.
You are welcome. All righty. Lena, you're on.
Hey.
Hi, babe.
A couple of things. My mom actually is doing better. My dad figured out it was from meds, so she is doing a little bit better.
Good.
Said something today. Well, a couple of things.
Just say it, Lena. Just take a breath and say it, honey.
How can I love myself more where I'm connect? I mean, like, for example, my inner kid, first of all,
you have to choose to, and you haven't. You keep saying, how can I, because I can't. Instead of, today I'm choosing to love myself in every possible way I can create. That's a direction of energy, not how come don't I love myself? How come can I not feel that? You know, when you ask those questions, you can't ever get to how you can. And how you can is easy. What's your love place?
I want to say.
Dear God, you don't have a love place, Lena?
Part of me wants to say no. It's like.
Oh, come on, honey. I'm going to be tough love with you here. This is a game that you play with yourself to keep yourself in your victimness. I want you to pick a love place right now. One thing that as soon as you think about it makes your heart open and you smile.
I want to say Marilyn, one of my kitties.
Yeah.
Or just animals.
Yeah. Okay. So go to your heart, drop into your heart. Everybody do this. Drop into your heart. See your love place. Feel your love for that love place. And then you go, okay, I choose to feel that for me. I choose to be important enough that I allow myself to love who I am. It really is that easy, Lena, but not if you keep saying, I can't, or what's wrong, or why am I blocked. You just did it. You just did it, baby. So, but you got to choose to do it all the time. You see, and then, guys, then you start experiencing it. Because the energy can respond to the positive thing that you want then. Again, you have to direct and command and choose, and then the experience shows up in your life. Okay?
Yeah.
It's just practicing it, Lena. Just practice it. Just trust me and practice it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Thank you. All right. I think we got time for one more here. Erica in Ohio.
Hi, Dee. Thank you.
Hi, baby.
My son is 22, and he is having a really hard time going to sleep at night. I get a no on that,
which just means we're not asking the right question. He's having, this is interesting, he's having a problem gosh, there's so many things coming in, so many different ways they're saying it. He's having his challenge, turning off, letting go, shutting his brain down. That's the highest question. They're suggesting that as he's going to sleep, the highest thing that will help him is the breathing exercise. With the exhalation on I am peaceful, or I am peaceful and I let go. That's a good one. That's a good one for all of us right before we go to sleep, by the way. I am peaceful and I let go. It's just that he can't, you know, Lanny, my guy, he can go to sleep and then he wakes up at 3, 4, or 5 and can't turn his brain off again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that is a learned response to, oh my God, oh my God, if I don't keep myself awake or if I don't bring myself back awake, I'm not going to be able to handle everything and create everything. So
it's not nicotine.
I let go and I am peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Just have him do the breathing exercise for 10 minutes as he's going to sleep.
Is nicotine affecting him?
I get a no.
Okay.
Not in his sleep.
Okay.
It will affect his lungs if he doesn't eliminate it to a large degree, but it hasn't yet.
It's a chew as opposed to smoking. Does that affect the lungs as well?
I get a yes. Look, poison is poison.
Yeah.
And that's what cigarettes are.
I only have so much I can say to him. It's out of my control.
That's right. He's got to create himself. So he'll either choose to do the breathing exercise or he won't.
Right. Or he'll choose to stop chewing or he won't.
Yep. Now, again, everybody, the highest way to communicate with people who don't really or aren't really open to your advice is to talk to their energy.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. Is there anything higher? Nope. But on your end, Erica, you can't give up yourself to take care of other people anymore either.
I know.
Okay, well, if you know, to know and not to do is not yet to know. I want everybody to hear that. To know and not to take action on what you know is not yet to really know.
Well, what action do I take? I mean, it's for me, too, to say I let go.
That's right. And you get up every morning and say, today, I'm taking care of me first. I love me and I support me in every way today. I fill myself up, and in that extra that runs over, I take care of the people I love and anybody that I want to support in the world, but always I go to myself first, because if you deplete you, you lose, and they lose too.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I do.
Okay. I'm not getting anything else, Erica. So what I heard, let me act it back to you. I do. Does that sound like you really got it to you? Sounds like there's
doubt
a but
there,
to me.
Uh-huh.
Well,
but how? I've been releasing the spirit for so long.
I didn't ask you
there.
To release any spirit.
No, release
I
any
asked
spirit.
You to strongly direct your energy to come through for yourself first. And it's a correct statement and the most truthful statement that you have not been doing that.
Right.
You can't release your spirit, guys. Your spirit is who you are.
No, I was releasing it to spirit. I was asking.
But you are spirit. So if you're releasing it to spirit and your spirit is still saying, I have to give myself up to take care of everybody else, then your spirit can only follow what you're directing it to do. Please tell me you got that and understand it. See, you're separating yourself from your God power. And you can't do that, Erica. You're here to accept and work with your God power. We're made in the image and likeness of, which means we have the creative abilities of God. We're here to perform miracles. We've been given permission to do that. But not if we keep defining ourselves as smaller than the God we are. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You bet, baby cakes. All right, we're going to take everything that we've been over today and balance it, everything. This has been a powerful show. Please, what has come through in this show, follow it, do it consciously. We are, and everything that came through this show, claiming the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth, bringing in the violet flame and the golden light, which cleanses and supports. We claim, I am the God of me. I've always been the God of me. I want to be the God of me. I allow myself to be the God of me. And I live consciously in the creation of my life. And so it is. Say it with me, everybody. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.